In announcing the indictments, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine said society as a whole shared in the blame for what happened.
Everyone has an obligation to help find the truth, not hide the truth, not tamper with the truth, not obstruct the truth, and not destroy the truth.
Sitting in his home 350 miles away in Nicholasville, Kentucky, that was just what Derek Lostutter wanted to hear. More than a year earlier, acting as Kentucky Anonymous, Lostutter put on the infamous white plastic Guy Fawkes mask and electronically altered his voice in making a video that helped bring the Steubenville rape case to national attention. He released online a cell phone video of the assault and threatened to release personal information about the suspects, the football team, and the school.
"This docs will be released unless all accused parties come forward by New Year's Day and issue a public apology to the girl and her family. This is a warning shot to the school faculty, the parents of those involved, and those involved especially. You can hide no longer. You have attracted the attention of the hive."
It turns out that was just a bluff, and the victim herself later asked him to withdraw his threat. But almost overnight, he was national news as the video went viral.
"Yeah, and it should have, you know. Like, all these kids stood around filming it and watching it, laughing and mocking it, and none of them stood up, and they're all pieces of crap human beings."
But while the boys who committed the rape are now facing 1 to 2 years in jail, Lostutter is facing the possibility of 25 years behind bars for computer hacking. Lostutter had had previous success in online activism before Steubenville, most notably stopping Westboro Baptist Church members from disrupting the funerals for the children killed in the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, and his name was becoming well known.
"I was bullied a lot in high school, and finally I got tired of it one day, and I started standing up for myself and fighting back, and I found whenever I fought back, people respected me more. And I think that it's an honorable thing to do, to stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. And it's kind of a mutual respect thing that we as civilization have lost for each other."
But Lostutter learned quickly that philosophy of life comes with a price. Soon after posting a second video and organizing two separate rallies in Steubenville, he was starting to get some negative feedback from other anonymous members online that he was just trying to gain attention for himself. He was getting nervous that his secret identity, an alias not even his brother or his girlfriend knew, was in danger of being exposed online and in the Kentucky town he was then living in.
"Winchester was a small town, so I noticed when people would show up at my hole in the wall bar that I've never seen before, I've been going to for like 10 years, you know, and I've like seen them, you know, sit close to me at an empty bar and like prop their cell phone up like they're texting, but really in a photograph pose."
In January, he burned all his anonymous equipment and announced online that he was, in his words, going dark. But it was too late. Almost immediately, he received an anonymous message back saying, "Why would you do that, Derek Lostutter of Winchester, Kentucky?" 3 months later, in April, the raid came.
"I was turkey hunting, and, you know, I come back in and load my computer up. I was basically working from home as a IT security consultant. So I load my computer up, get ready to work, and my dog jumps on the door, and out pops, you know, 12 SWAT team agents, fully loaded M16s, pointed at my head and telling me to get the F down. And so I did. And Columbus FBI was there, Lexington, Kentucky FBI was there, Louisville FBI was there, and like a van full of CSI agents who analyzed all my stuff, 2 state troopers and a local sheriff just for me and my little computer. So that's how that went. They detained me and my brother and his girlfriend for over 3 or 4 hours against our will. We weren't read our rights. We didn't sign away our rights to a lawyer."
Neither the FBI, the Steubenville school system, or the U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern Ohio would comment on the record for this report. Lostutter's attorney is Tor Eklund, a New York City lawyer who, almost by default, has become a leading expert in this new field of computer fraud cases.
"He's not charged with anything right now. There's no indictment. I hope there's no indictment. I hope they you know, their investigation concludes that nothing illegal happened, you know, but they, you know, generally they're raiding somebody's house with a SWAT team. They'll probably indict. I hope they won't indict. But, you know, if an indictment comes down, it's probably going to be an indictment under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which is the government's primary the primary statute they use to prosecute computer crimes.
That statute, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, known as the CFAA, has itself become almost as controversial as the people it's designed to prosecute since it was passed 25 years ago. Again, Attorney Tor Eklund.
Its central problem is it doesn't define what it seeks to prohibit. Unauthorized access isn't defined anywhere in the statute, and the courts are all over the place on it in the country.
And Lostutter says another man has already admitted doing one of the three things he may be charged with.
Which brings to the question of mind why the FBI even showed up at my house to begin with. But, it's really because I was the one on CNN and other places making light of their local government and their local police and the cover-up.
And his attorney, Tor Eklund, agrees, seeing the government's potential case against Derek as a case of shooting the messenger.
There's a war over information control right now, and you have this massive surveillance state that's essentially recording everything you do and storing it in Utah. And I think what scares the surveillance state the most is the people who have an ability to hack them and thwart what they're doing or free their information. You see a lot of the people who are going to jail are, activists who freed information. It's an information war. And I think hackers freak them out because hackers make them feel insecure.
So for now, Derek Lostutter goes about his life the best he can with a new job at a car dealership in his new town of Nicholasville, all with a possible 25-year federal sentence hanging over his head, and all without any regrets.
I'd do it all again. They disrespected this girl, and that's against pretty much any code I've ever grew up around. And I learned that a group of people didn't stand up for a girl, but an entire nation did. And I learned that the government's trying to send you the message that you get, a year for forcibly entering your way into a woman, but you get 25 for forcibly entering your way into a computer. And I learned that doing the right thing has consequences and doing the wrong thing seems to have none. But I also learned that a nation and a world of people can change all that, if they just act.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.